The GP service for children and young people. The GP or general practitioner service. What can I expect? Your GP and the staff at the surgery are members of a primary healthcare team, which includes health visitor, practice nurse, and other health professionals. Your GP's surgery provides a range of health services for you and those in your care, such as immunizations, arranging hospital consultations, advice on health problems, examinations and treatment, prescriptions for medicines, and referrals to other health services. How do I register a child with a GP? Most people prefer to register a child with their own GP or within the same practice. The practice you choose will tell you what form you need to complete. You may also be asked for proof of identity with a photo and address. A GP practice can only refuse to register you if you live too far away or if their list is full. If the practice refuses, they must have reasonable grounds for doing so and tell you why in writing. You may have to ask for the reasons in writing. If you do not have a GP or are unable to register with your chosen practice, you can ask at the surgery where you can find a GP. You can also get a list of local GPs in your nearest public library, from your local health board or Citizens Advice Bureau, or visit the Scotland's Health on the Web, SHOW, website at www.show.scot.nhs.uk. What should I look for in a GP? All practices have information about the services they provide and the qualifications of their staff. You can also ask to meet the GP before you register. Here are some questions to consider when looking for a GP. Can you get to the surgery easily? Are their surgery times convenient? Do you want a male or female GP? What services does the practice provide? Is there a GP who speaks your language? Can you speak to the GP over the phone and get advice? Is the waiting area child-friendly with books and toys? Does any GP have qualifications for child health, a paediatric interest, or hold children's clinics? Are staff helpful in answering questions? Can I change my GP? Yes, at any time, by taking your medical card along to another practice and asking to become a patient there. You don't have to give a reason to the new practice or your old GP. Under certain circumstances, GPs can also remove a patient from their practice list at any time without giving a reason, although this is very rare. If you have a problem with your practice, it is often worth discussing it with your GP or the practice manager, as many problems arise from poor communication and may be resolved easily. How can I get an immediate appointment for a child? When you make the appointment, make sure the receptionist knows it is for the child. If you feel the child needs to be seen sooner than the appointment offered, tell the receptionist. Some receptionists may ask for details, and whilst you don't have to discuss personal matters with them, it can help. Seeing the GP in the surgery. How can I make best use of our consultation time? Appointment slots are usually for 10 minutes, so it may help to ask for a double appointment if there are many problems to address or if you have a lot of questions. This will save you coming back again for another appointment. Quick tips for a satisfactory visit. Write your questions down and bring them with you. Take notes of any instructions, names of medicines you're given, and staff names, and ask for clearer explanations when you don't understand. If you think you'll have language difficulties, ask in advance for an interpreter. Ask for written information on the problem or details of local self-help groups. Ask for another meeting if you have more questions to ask. Take a friend or partner with you if you need support. And take the child's personal child health record or red book with you and ask for it to be filled in. Can I refuse recommended treatment for a child if I think it's unnecessary? Yes, there are often different ways of treating a condition, and your GP should explain the choices open to you. When your GP recommends treatment or prescribes medicine, you can ask for more information and more time to think about it. Discuss it with the child, family, and/or social worker. Even small children have views about treatment, and you should always ask them what they think. It's both your and the child's right to decide about treatment and medicines. Here are some useful questions to ask. What is each drug or treatment for? How is it given? How long should the medicine be taken, or will the treatment last? What are the side effects, and what signs should you look out for? When is the child likely to start feeling better? And what alternatives are available? Can I ask if my child can be referred to a specialist? You must have a letter of referral from a GP to see a specialist, and it's up to your GP to decide if this is necessary. If your GP won't provide one, you can ask for a second opinion. Can I choose which specialist I want my child to see? Your GP will normally refer a child to the nearest hospital that specialises in their condition. You can ask to be referred to another specialist, but you cannot ask for a particular specialist, although you can give a preference. Seeing the GP out of the surgery. Can I get advice over the phone? Most GPs are happy to do so. Ask the receptionist if the practice has a special time when patients can ring and talk to the doctor. Your GP or nurse will usually call back if they're not available when you phone. Your health visitor can also advise you, and you can ask the surgery for her number. When is a child entitled to a home visit? GPs will make home visits, but these are only done in exceptional circumstances and usually for elderly or housebound patients. A few children fit into the latter category. Most practices encourage parents and carers to bring children to the surgery when at all possible. Most out-of-hours services will now insist children are brought to the surgery or out-of-hours centre and will provide transport if that is a problem. It is much better to see patients in the surgery where there is appropriate equipment and backup. What do I do when a GP surgery is closed? This is known as the out-of-hours arrangements. Each surgery should have an answering machine message telling you what to do when the surgery is closed. Contact NHS 24 on 08454 24 24 24. Your surgery will have a leaflet explaining NHS 24. How do I cope in an emergency? It's a good idea for all parents and carers to know how to recognise and deal with children's minor illnesses and injuries. Your GP or health visitor should be able to give you a leaflet about this. For major injuries and illnesses, contact NHS 24 or go straight to the hospital's accident and emergency department. GPs and confidentiality. Younger children are usually brought into the surgery by their parents, and in these cases, information is routinely shared with parents. Older children may ask for information not to be shared with their parents, and the GP must respect their wish for confidentiality. In some exceptional circumstances, confidentiality is broken if it is in the child's best interest to do so. However, in such cases, the GP will usually try to explain why it is important to share information with other professionals. Sharing information with the right people can help to protect children and young people from harm and ensure that they get the help they need. It can also reduce the number of times they are asked the same questions by different professionals. Access to medical records by children, young people and their parents. Can I see what is written in a child's GP records? Yes. You can ask to see a child's GP records under certain conditions. That is, if the child has agreed to do this, or they are too young or otherwise unable to give consent. Older children can apply for access on their own behalf and can refuse access to a parent or guardian. Young people with capacity have the legal right to access their own health records and can allow or prevent access by others, including their parents. In Scotland, anyone aged 12 or over is legally presumed to have such capacity. A child might, of course, achieve capacity earlier or later. In any event, the GP should usually let children access their own health records unless it is felt that access to the information would cause them serious harm. Parents should be allowed access to their child's medical records if the child or young person consents or lacks capacity, and it does not go against the child's best interests. If the records contain information given by the child or young person in confidence, the GP should not normally disclose the information without their consent. Divorce or separation does not affect parental responsibility, and both parents should be allowed reasonable access to their children's health records. If I'm not the child's natural parent, can I access the child's records? You need to be the child's registered parent, guardian, or have parental rights and responsibilities to access their records. You may be able to, if the child is in care with you, under certain sections of the Children in Scotland Act 1995. You should take advice about this. Will I be told if a child visits the GP on their own? People under the age of 16 have the right to the same degree of confidentiality as any other person, although staff will normally try to persuade children under 16 to tell their parents and carers. However, GPs can only break a child's confidentiality in exceptional circumstances if they believe this to be in the child's best interests. Giving consent or refusing treatment. Under-16s may consent to medical treatment if the GP believes they understand the nature and the consequences of any treatment. Equally, they have a right to refuse treatment as long as the GP thinks they are capable of understanding the impact this could have on their health. Here are a few helpful organisations and further information. NHS 24, telephone 0845 24 24 24. Action for Sick Children Scotland, telephone 0131 553 6553. General Medical Council, telephone 0845 357 6999. Scottish Child Law Centre Information Helpline 0131 667 6333. Community Law Advice Network, telephone 075 275 66682. Walk the Talk, NHS Health Scotland, telephone 0131 536 5569. Health Rights Information Scotland, telephone 0141 226 5261. Leaflets for children and young people under 16 explaining their rights when they go to see the GP on confidentiality, your rights, consent, it's your decision, have your say, your right to be heard. For a full list of our publications and any further information, please contact Action for Sick Children Scotland, 22 Laurie Street, Edinburgh, EH6 7AB, or telephone 0131 553 6553.